Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Can I see the sky?
You know,
very
it's
great.
It's nice in New York today.
He's going to start giving us. It looks pretty cloudy.
He's very great. Nice. Like,
yeah, but by the way, it could be cloudy and, you know, high 60s, breezy. That's nice.
Okay. Yeah, well,
you not raining.
See,
for me, this starts to set me up for the winter.
Yeah.
So I start getting a little bit depressed. Like,
yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
I'm like, here we go.
No, in spite of all the New York slander out of key, New York is great.
Don't
right
try to turn New Yorkers against me by using the word slander. I know what you're doing.
Right,
nice try.
Right up until after New Year's when they take the lights down. You know, it's all festive until then. Then they take the lights down. You're like, oh, now it's just cold, and it gets dark at like 4:30.
You got Christmas time, New York.
Yeah, Rockefeller that's all great.
Plaza, ice skating.
Glad you'll be celebrating sights. Christmas in New York.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It's
guess
all
what,
nice.
Jay?
Right up until January.
You'll be in 75.
Glad you guys will be celebrating Christmas
right.
in New York.
That's right. The way it's supposed to be done in cold weather.
How do we get LA to host multiple people out there for? How do we do this?
Yeah,
Max.
Don't worry.
Dr. Pepper, call in lines 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. The question is, are the Nets favored to win the title if they don't have Kyrie Irving? All right, we just talked about the Jets' issues with Zach Wilson, and we found a former Jet and Hall of Famer to join the conversation. Happy to have NFL Network's LaDainian Tomlinson on the Goodyear Hotline. Thursday Night Football continues this week with Buccaneers-Eagles on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. Good morning, LT.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you guys doing?
What's up, LT? I'm glad that it said Jets and Hall of Famer, you know, because at first I thought it just said Jets Hall of Famer, LaDainian Thomas. I was about to say, they're not getting ready to claim him as no damn Hall of Famer with the Jets, but they might try, you know, that. They real slick out here, LT.
Hey, a Hall of Famer is a Hall of Famer, so you got to put the entire career – in there, Key, you know that, and that,
oh,
that
will
last
give him
2 years with the Jets.
We'll give him
you
2 years
say
of your career.
I became a Jet. I was a true Jet, New York football Jets. I know it's New York football Giants, but I'm saying the New York football Jets.
Well, I got one of the crazy Jet fans as our producer, and Evan Wellner. He just sleeps in Jets pajamas. He just chimed in with me and said, I want to talk to LaDainian. Can I say something?
No, I did not. I said, you know, LT, he's the closest he got to the Super Bowl was with the Jets. That's all. I just want everybody to know that he got to the AFC Championship game with the Jets. That was the closest he got.
No.
He got there with
New
England.
That's not true.
He got there.
Yep.
He got there. Chargers
with the
in New England.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
that's
okay.
Got to hurt, Evan. Evan, that's got to hurt a former Jet coming in and saying no, and then that's got to hurt. It never ends for Jets fans.
I don't remember that.
Poor form.
It never. And it was. Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
that's
you
right.
Watch
it was with
the
Chargers, by the way, that Marty Schottenheimer said that is the best overall running back of all time. Just to,
absolutely,
you know,
man. He could do Mr. Do It All, punt, pass, and kick. Is what I would call LT. LT, you've had an opportunity to watch the Jets this year and the struggles of Zach Wilson, and you've been around young quarterbacks before and Phillip Rivers as well as Drew Brees. What are you seeing in Zach Wilson's struggle so far?
Well, I just see a young man that's trying to adjust to the NFL game, and that's the hardest thing for these young guys to do, especially when they're thrown into the fire, when they're not, you know, actually ready to play. Now, I get it in terms of the potential that Zach Wilson has. You know, we've seen the arm talent and all those kind of things, the throws, the athletic ability, him rolling out and throwing the ball down the field. All of that stuff is great. But can you make the on-script plays every single play? Can you do what's right every single play to keep drives alive on third down, situational football? Those types of things usually takes a young player some time to learn it. And I think, you know, I think people need to remember a lot of these defenses, man, that man didn't see this at BYU. Like, he's seeing these defenses for the first time, so allow him to grow into it. If you're going to throw him in there, then you got to allow him to struggle as well and let him go through that period. I don't think there's anything wrong with letting him go through it, but I do think we need to start to see some improvement and consistency as the middle of the season get here toward the end of the season. We do need to see that consistency from Zach Wilson, because I believe the kid has it in him. I just think he needs a better understanding of how to play at the NFL level. He just don't have that yet.
LT, when you talk about letting a young quarterback go through it, I watched Justin Herbert go through it, and he's going through it drastically different than Zach Wilson. Granted, different stages as far as pieces around him, but what does it say about him at this stage so early in his career that he is in the MVP conversation?
Well, I think the one thing about Justin, man, and I've gotten to know this kid a little bit over the last couple of years, he is as cool as they come. And I know sometimes we throw that term around, cool, calm, and collected at the quarterback position, but the kid never seems to get flustered. And we saw that from the very beginning, guys. Think about it. Remember his first start? I mean, the man found out he was going to start, you know, right before the game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And he almost beat them, took them to overtime. And so that was the birth of a guy that we saw that the moment wasn't too big. It just, the lights wasn't too bright for him. And I think at this stage in his career, what speaks volumes is he has a coach that is willing to trust him at this early of a stage. That should tell you everything that you need to know about Justin. We heard that obviously he's a very smart guy, but I think the thing that stands out the most is those players in that locker room, they believe that this guy can win every single game and that they're going to be in every single game because of him, and they're going to run through a wall for him. That's the biggest thing to me. He has the respect of everyone in that locker room, and they're going to follow him.
Former San Diego Charger, Pro Football Hall of Fame running back LaDainian Tomlinson joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. LT, when you look at the Chargers, how far can they go in the AFC, non-biased opinion?
Well, I think it starts with obviously winning that division, because that's what, as players, we always talk about winning the division, getting a home playoff game. And you have to say, I mean, it's going to come down to them and the Chiefs. And so far, you know, obviously we got the first win against the Chiefs in Kansas City. They have to come to SoFi the next game we play them. But I believe if we win that division, we're going to have a home game. And now we're looking at playing a wild card team, you know. So I definitely – I say my unbiased opinion, Key, this team – can definitely make it to a division playoff game. Without question, I think they're that good as long as the health stays, you know, the same as it is now, especially Derwin James. We got to have that young man on the field, man, because he takes away so many of your critical players, especially at the tight end position. And you know, in the AFC West, with guys like Kelce and Darren Waller, we got some pretty good tight ends. And as long as Derwin James playing, I feel really good about our chances, because we're a very balanced team when we can have all those pieces playing on the field.
Yeah, and you got a quarterback who's, you mentioned, great under pressure, great facing pressure and extra defenders in his rookie year before he had Rashawn Slater. And they upgraded a coach,
right.
It seems. LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Fame running back, on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Okay, I got to ask about my guy, LT. Saquon Barkley, with his injury history, I am getting concerned. What are your long-term concerns about Saquon?
No, I'm not concerned at all, Max. I'm really not. And, you know, playing the running back position, you're going to go through a string of injuries. And you're going to, you know, at times you're going to be unlucky. I would rather Saquon go through that in his younger years right now than if he was an older player. Like, you know, I stayed healthy most of my career, and I had a string of injuries toward the end of my time in San Diego. And it was just, I was just unlucky. It was just happening. But when I got to the Jets, I didn't have any injuries. So I think for him, he just has to get over the fact, you know, the thing that I get concerned about with young players is confidence, right? You know, because confidence is everything to players. If you're not confident, you're not going to play like it. You're not going to play at a high level. And Saquon was just starting to get his confidence back with his knee. He was just starting to feel like, okay, I'm back to myself. I can make these cuts. I can make explosive runs. Now all of a sudden, this happens. But the good thing, Max, is we've all, as running backs, man, we sprain our ankles all the time and come back from it. This is not a serious thing. I'm not concerned with Saquon at all. He'll be out a game, maybe two games, and then he'll come back and he'll be just fine.
That is LaDainian Tomlinson making me feel better about my New York Football Giants and Saquon Barkley. LT, great to talk to you.
Appreciate you, LT.
My pleasure, man. I wish Jay Will would have asked me a question. I'm a big fan of Jay Will, man.
I asked you a question,
but y'all
LT?
Gonna have to bring me back and talk about basketball.
LT, I asked you a question. We gonna talk hoops next time you come on the show. 1,000%. Who's your
okay,
squad? Who's
great.
Your squad?
Man, I gotta say, man, I'm a Rockets fan. I grew up a Rockets fan. You know, I always loved the Rockets. And I know we're a little bit down right now. That's okay. We're gonna bounce back, though.
All right. Well, it might be Jay. A while until we bring you back on to talk about the Rockets.
That is the great LaDainian Tomlinson on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, presented by Progressive Insurance. We go from one perennial Pro Bowler to another. Aqib Talib now joins the show. And a Fox analyst, a five-time Pro Bowl cornerback. Good morning, Aqib.
What's up, Aqib?
What's going on, guys?
How come we don't get the suit like I see you on the with the tube with? How come we don't get the fresh dress, Aqib? How we get the sweater, Aqib? What's going on with that?
It's early.
I'm fresh, you know what I'm saying? It's a mirror, you know what I'm saying? My sweater, $1,000 now.
Oh, I see you.
Okay, go on, talk that stuff then to him, Talib. Go on, let him know what time it is. I almost put on my glasses, though, because I thought you was getting ready to brighten me up. I was ready. I was ready for it.
Hey, it's early, Keyshawn. It's 8 o'clock, baby.
Aqib.
I'm still dropping kids off at school.
That's right. Tell him. Aqib. He has had reservations about the Arizona Cardinals and their air raid offense. Not a fan of the air raid. Do you think that they can ultimately win the Super Bowl, Key? I know you said they're running it more. You like it better now. But do you think that they could win the Super Bowl with that style of offense, the Cardinals?
I think they can, man. I think it's about four teams on the NFC, four teams in the AFC who can win the Super Bowl. So, as long as you're one of them four teams, you got a chance, and the Cardinals definitely got a chance with that offense.
No, they for sure got a chance. I just think that when you get into it, it's so much, you know, you play defense, and you played on one of the top defenses in NFL history when y'all went and took care of business and won the Super Bowl. You, Vaughn, the rest of the cast of characters. When you condense the pocket for Kyler Murray, will he still be able to do off-schedule plays with guys are covering down on the receivers and locking them down, and he's now trying to figure out when he's stuck in that pocket what to do. That's my main concern with the offense. If you was out there playing corner, how would you defend some of the skill position players that they have?
I mean, the only way I know how, Keyshawn, you know what I'm saying? It ain't rocket science, but I'll be in man, though. A lot of teams not going to be in man against the Cardinals because they just got too many weapons, and you don't want to play man against them because you turn your back on Kyler Murray. So you don't want to rely solely on your D-line to keep him in that pocket, like you said, Keyshawn. So he going to see a lot of zone coverage. You know, they running the ball better, and he good against zone coverage, Keyshawn. I'm telling you, I watched him. I studied. I called a game. Kyler Murray going to tear you up in zone coverage. So the Cardinals is just a mismatch waiting to happen, man. You play him in zone, he tear you up. You play him in man, he uses his legs, and he still tear you up.
Aqib, do they have enough to win it all?
I think they do. They brought the right pieces in on defense. They got Byron Murphy. He's shadowing. He playing some good D. All you need is a good corner. You got to be able to stop the run, and you need to be able to score some points on offense.
One of the big things we've been talking about a lot on this show has been Justin Fields and the emergence of him becoming the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. What have you made of his play thus far? I know it's short sample size, but what do you see? Do you see anything different or special about him?
I definitely do. For a rookie quarterback to come in and have control of the game, like the game I called his first win, and he had complete control of the game. I'm talking about 8 fantasy points, right? But his thumbprint was all over the game, man. He threw dimes on time. He hustled up to the line. He did everything he was supposed to do. So you just don't see rookie quarterbacks with control of the game the way he had control of that game.
Hey, Tlaib, you got one of these young emerging corners floating around the National Football League in Trayvon Diggs. What have you made of his
– Yeah.
I guess his young play this season, like a young wolf out there?
Man, so Trayvon, I got a gym out in Dallas, A+ D1. So Trayvon, he come over to the gym, you know what I'm saying, off-season time, and I seen him move. He picking my brain, and, you know, we going over technique, all that. But I seen him move, right? I'm like, this dude huge. And I seen him move. I'm like, he one of the dudes who big and can move, though, like Lee, right, like me. But I seen all the intangibles. I seen the hands. I knew he could catch and everything, right? But right now, Keyshawn, in the game, I'm seeing a different game speed, man. That's what's separating him, I think. I think before he got this interception on his post, right, which you beat, you catch all the way up on a post, you don't see guys do that. Before that play, they ran an over route. And he ran on top of the over route, Keyshawn, almost picked it. Man, it's that speed that he playing with in the game is different. I promise you that. It's a lot of guys with ball skills. It's a lot of guys who big and can move. But big, can move, ball skills, and that speed that he got, man, that's making him totally different, Keyshawn.
You would know you played the position. What's up with the Catching Up Fades podcast? Tell us a little bit about that, because you ain't had me on it, so I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's Catching Fades. It's Catching Fades. It's on the Volume Podcast Network, man. My show come out every Wednesday. And it's really just evergreen interviews with guys like you, Keyshawn, Jay Will, you know what I'm saying? Even you, Max, you know what I'm saying? You come on there. I'm in the media now, baby, so I need to talk to everybody.
Go on, talk that to him, man. Let them know what time it is.
What's that, Key?
No, I'm telling Tlaib, go ahead and talk that. I couldn't say the rest of it because we on national radio, but Tlaib understand that
he gets
Ebonics that I'm giving him.
I know what you're saying, Keyshawn.
We work for Mickey Mouse, you know what I mean? Key, we got to be careful around here.
Yeah, got to be careful with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I feel that. That's right.
But you got to invite me and Jay and Max on. I'll speak for them. I know they'll certainly come on, even though they're working real hard at times, but they'll find time.
Wait, Akib, I got to ask a question, brother, because you know, just we talk a lot on the show about what Key would do in certain situations as it relates to wide receivers. But I'm curious, in your mind, how would somebody like you defend Keyshawn Johnson?
No, man, come on, man. Don't start that.
What? I'm curious.
Man. Don't start that.
I'm asking a dog how he would defend a dog. That's what I want to know.
Oh, man, he ain't snatching. First of all, he ain't snatching my chain, so that we ain't even going to go there.
Nah. That's only for a certain type of dude, Keyshawn. You ain't that type of dude, so that ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? That ain't for you. But no, with Keyshawn, you know, Keyshawn big physical receiver, right? So you got to play big and physical with him. You know what I'm saying? You can't let him throw you around. You know what I'm saying? And just get ready for a couple jump balls. I'll be all right.
It would have been hard to get open on him because he's my size and he can move like me. See, I'm shifty. And when you big, when you shifty, you give people problems. But he wouldn't have that problem. We would have to literally scheme to get me open against him because of his size. So we would have to figure out, okay, we can put me inside. Oh, well, Tlaib don't really want to go inside. Okay, so most of my routes might come inside because I play outside or inside, where predominantly he was going to be on the perimeter, but because of man-to-man matchup, something he likes to do, we'll slide me in the slot, and now I got all this room to work with, and hopefully I can use the field to my advantage against a dude like this. But it was going to be work. I was going to have my work cut out for me for sure. No question about it.
Akib, that's what's up.
Thank you for jumping on with us today, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. That's Akib.
I still got my chain, though, man. I got my chain.
He still got his chain. Thanks, Akib.
Hey,
appreciate it.
I appreciate it, guys.
Good luck,
all
brother,
buddy.
Man.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
All right. You heard Akib's thoughts on Kyler Murray, but we'll tell you how close he is, Kyler Murray, that is, to the very top of the MVP race in the NFL.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, so today we're going to go 50-75 or to the max. And the reason for that is that we're talking about the MVP race. So none of these guys we're going to mention are a zero on the MVP race. Like, they all deserve some consideration. 50 means not a lot of consideration from you because there are better candidates. 75 means you like them, but there's someone even better. And you can only have one all the way to the max, and that is your MVP candidate, okay?
So is this our MVP for when the season is over, or our MVP
right
now, as of right now?
Right now.
All right.
Okay, who is the best player in the league through five games this year? Let's start with Josh Allen. Can you 50, 75, or all the way to the max?
I think he's probably 75 right now. But I think he's 75. He certainly showed some stuff against Kansas City. They took the Baltimore Ravens' basic game plan that Baltimore ran against Kansas City when Lamar Jackson took care of business, and they utilized that, and it worked to perfection for them. So I like what Josh is doing. I think they'll be there in the end in the AFC.
I'll go 75. I agree with the key. Just because, I mean, the 12 touchdowns, two INTs, 188 rushing yards. It's how dominant this team is. And I think the ceiling is something that you always think about with the Bills, because their ceiling is high, as championship ceiling, that you want to have him in that conversation. I just don't think he's the guy right now.
I'm actually going 50 on Josh Allen. I think he's been spectacular, but I think there are one or two guys other than my pick as MVP who I would put ahead of him, so I can't have like 575s. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go 50 on Josh Allen. He's been excellent. But as Kia's mentioned, he has a perfect situation around him, and there are a couple others I like a little more so far this year. Kyler Murray, Key, 50-75 or all the way to the max MVP race right now.
If it wasn't for somebody that I would have as the max, he would probably be the max, but he's 75 right now. And the kid is lighting it up, 1,500 yards in the air, 10 touchdowns, completing about 76% of his passes. Ooh. He's got to pile another 100-plus yards on the ground and three touchdowns. He's doing what you need to do at this position in this style offense to take your team to the top. He certainly has done that this season.
Yeah, he'll throw for over 4,000 yards. Plus, I'm going to say this about him. He's the max for me. He is one of the most prolific quarterbacks in the game of football. I know Lamar Jackson is in that conversation as well, but they're in the league's toughest division, and as of right now, they are undefeated, and he has been able to do things that we haven't seen done in the game of football before.
Yeah, I'm with Key on this. I want to give him to the max, but we can only select one to the max. That's our MVP. Kyler, to me, is a hair behind the guy I'd have for MVP, so I got to go 75 here. Justin Herbert, Key, 50, 75, or all the way to the max MVP race right now.
You know, he's going to be a 50 for me. I think that I got a chance to see him play in a tremendous fashion against the Cleveland Browns this past weekend. He did exactly what I expected him to do. I saw him play his entire college career at the University of Oregon. Here's why I only give him a 50. He's got a plethora of weapons to throw to. He's still young. I don't want to put the horse before the cart. I kind of want, ain't that what he said, the cart before the horse, or whatever it's called. I don't want to do that. And I think in time, he will come and be one of those max guys. But right now, there's a couple quarterbacks in the National Football League playing a little bit better than him.
Yeah, Max, I don't believe you that everybody can't be a 75. Because, damn it, I got Justin Herbert as a 75. He's right there. Look, and what they've done, the way he's willed his team, huge fourth down conversions that they've been able to have. Brandon Staley believes in him. He hasn't thrown a pick in the last three games. I mean, with the numbers he's put up, he's right there.
Yeah, I also have him a 75. I think, actually, other than my MVP choice and Kyler Murray, to my eye, he's been playing the best in the league. I know he has a lot of weapons, Key, there's no doubt, and I kind of held that a little bit against Josh Allen. There's something about Justin Herbert that stands out to me more than Josh Allen as a pure quarterback.
Well, I'm punishing him, though, right now. I'm just punishing him because he's young and it's early in the season.
You want him to earn
I'm punishing
it.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's earning it, but I'm punishing
him. You have to earn
Derrick Henry, 50, 75 or to the max, Key. First non-quarterback we're talking about.
50.
50, yeah.
I can't. I mean, they give him the ball a ton. He's their offense. He's a bruiser. They wouldn't be in the position that they're in now. Whatever amount of offense that they generated goes through him. He certainly is carrying the load, but he's at a 50 because the quarterbacks will always get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the MVP.
Yeah, plus a lot around this is team success, too, and that defense is something that always hurts them. I feel like it'll be used against Derrick Henry because they don't have a great defense. I mean, but he does lead the league in both rushing yards and rushing TDs with 7. I mean, the numbers are impressive.
King Henry, I mean, look, he's great. I have him at a 50. If we were talking about a non-quarterback who I'd say is having the biggest impact so far, actually, we just discussed him. I think Trayvon Diggs, to tell you the truth. I know, Key, you can punish him because he's young, too, and everything. He has a ridiculous effect on the game already, and that's because they're throwing in his direction. His effect's going to get even bigger when they stop throwing in his direction. So, I mean, you know, Dak Prescott. So, I got Derrick Henry at a 50. Dak Prescott, Key, where you got him, 50, 75, or to the max?
I got Dak Prescott to the max. I got him to the max. And the reason I got him to the max is look at what Dak's done. He's thrown for over 1,300 yards, 13 touchdowns in the air. He's engineered the Dallas Cowboys to the point where the Dallas Cowboy haters have crawled into a hole for now. Here's a guy coming off a major ankle injury. A lot of people was questioning the ankle, the shoulder, during the offseason and into training camp. He's obviously showed all of us that that is not an issue. He got his money. He is one of the top quarterbacks, not just quarterback. He is one of the top players in the National Football League right now. He is the MVP of the league. Cowboy haters, stay in that hole.
I got Dak Prescott out of 50. I think having Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard really help Dak Prescott, whereas I see guys like Lamar Jackson or guys like Kyler Murray not have that same running option, even though Kyler Murray's running option has gotten a lot better. I see them doing more with less.
I also have – I want to give Dak a 75. But, again, I can only give a couple of 75s. So I'm going to put him at a 50 with Josh Allen. He has been
– sound like some giant hate to me, but anyway.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Only you would frame it that way.
I don't deny it. But it could be.
How you not going to say that this dude is not playing at an all-time clip?
Yesterday, Keyshawn Johnson on this show was yelling at us for saying that anyone – compared to someone for MVP, and he just gave a different dude a to the max. You only get one.
And by the way, he just said Justin Herbert was a 50.
Yeah, because he's young.
What does that have to do with the
I told you I'm punishing him. Yeah. And Max.
Well, maybe I'm punishing him
because
he's a Cowboy.
The reason the other guy doesn't get the MVP that I watched just go crazy on Monday Night Football is because he, too, is carrying it, but I factor in the injury. And I factor in all that Dak Prescott has gone through to get to this position. I would give it to Lamar Jackson if Dak Prescott didn't have an ankle injury and was counted
out. These are all MVP candidates. You can't argue with these guys.
I would like to point out, Keyshawn, that Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes did win the MVP in their second season.
Well,
so you say Justin Herbert is young and you hold it against him for 50.
Yeah, but I'm holding it against him. He's young. I'm just holding it against him. Holding it against him.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Doesn't mean that he won't win it at the end of the year. It means right now.
Right now.
Yes.
So good at the caveats.
I'm not. This Duke
Who's
State,
your MVP?
Dude. You're kidding on this guy, Duke State.
By the way, who did you give your to the max to?
I gave it to Kyler Murray.
I'm giving mine to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson gets my to the max. I wanted to give it to Kyler, but what Lamar just did on Monday Night Football. That just squeaks by Kyler Murray right now. I got Lamar as my to the max.
Lamar is ridiculous, dog.
He's ridiculous.
Like, he's a real football player. I don't understand how people don't like that, though. When they start questioning what type of quarterback can he do this? Man, that dude can play football.
I agree. I think Lamar Jackson is right there. But can I ask you guys a question?
Guys, look at the numbers. 1,500 passing yards, 8 TDs, 340 rushing yards.
Can I just ask you about the opponent, though?
It's week five.
Are the Raiders what you thought the Raiders were?
Man, I ain't getting into that.
I'm not saying the numbers don't speak for themselves.
We have things to do. We have bills to pay, Jay.
Okay, are the Chiefs what you thought they were? That's all. That's all. Okay, just go.
The Chiefs are going to be fine. Who is your
MVP? The Giants
MVP?
Are certainly what I thought they were.
That's fair.
Plus, are the Nets still? Can we kill Keys Mike for the rest? It just hurt. That one hurt. Oh, it hurt. Are the Nets still the favorites to win the title without Kyrie Irving? Your turn to weigh in is next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Evan, should I get right to the calls? You want to dive right into these calls?
Yeah, let's get right to it.
Dive, head first.
Greg and Lake Tahoe.
Gentlemen, what's happening? First off, let me say you guys are killing the game, Key and Jay. And now with the addition of Max, you guys are the best radio show that I've heard in a lifetime. So let's put that out there.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Too.
This question is for Key, maybe Max. In every weight class in boxing, they put him in weight classes for a reason. You would not see Mayweather fighting somebody 40 pounds heavier than him. Why is it in the heavyweight division, Deontay Wilder came with heartless last weekend, and Tyson Fury came away with the victory? In my opinion, solely because the dude outweighed him. He was
100%. Listen,
what do you guys think about the weight class?
Tyson Fury is also the better boxer, but you're right. Pound for pound, you can make an argument for Deontay, even though they're in the same weight class, because it was really a good big man against a good little man, even though that sounds funny to call a dude 6'7", no, sorry, yes, 6'7", 236, a little man, but he was giving up 2 inches and 40 pounds. Look, I've been saying for years, guys, that there's a division called cruiserweight. No one knows what it is. No one cares. They should make heavyweight 225 and below. That's what most heavyweights throughout history were. And make super heavyweight over 225. Like in the Olympics, they have something similar. But the point is, super heavyweight still sounds good. People know it's the biggest division. And meantime, heavyweight would still be a glamour division because people know what that is. But he's right. Deontay would still be a heavyweight. He's 236. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. But he's right. Within the heavyweight division, you can get size mismatches. So there you have it. Mm. By the way, Jay is a big boxing guy.
I want to box Key.
How long have you been boxing?
Since I was 13 years old.
Since you were 13, how often?
When I was there, probably like 2-3 times a week.
Mm. I heard what you said, Jay. I'm just going to let it go over my head because I ain't in no boxing ring. I'm from the streets, homie. I'm going to put them things on you streetwise.
That's so fine. You can put the things on me. I know how to defend myself.
It's going to be a one.
I will welcome you trying to put them things on me with those haymakers that you throw.
I ain't going to be coming with the.
Because when you start coming with those long arms of yours.
I don't want to hear nothing about no
when you
boxing.
Start coming with those long arms of yours with those haymakers, I'm just going to duck and roll. I'm going to pop you right in the kidney.
You ain't never seen the dude with the hard cross right. You ain't never seen a dude this big move so fast until you actually get it. You don't get sucker punched.
Why you can't talk? Why you get angry?
Because you're trying me. The fact that you even tested me makes me mad. All right, let's go to a call in New York, Max. Let's go. Let's go, Max. Let's go.
As my mother used to tell my brothers and me when we used to fight, she used to say, now, girls, you're both pretty. We'd be arguing and fighting and stuff. That used to end the argument. Brian in New York. Who's the next? Go ahead. Go ahead.
What's up, B?
Brian, are you there? Brian, you are on with Keisha. Good.
How's it going? I just wanted to know, Key, if would you want to welcome Urban Meyer as a USC coach, since we all know he's a real grinder?
Or is there
another candidate that you would want? And because you know it's only going to get worse for USC next week when they go to South Bend. Thanks, guys.
So that was, he's a Notre Dame fan. But anyway, I'll answer for you, Max. Mm. We are certainly looking at all candidates, and what we're looking for at the University of Southern California is a leader of men. Somebody who's honest and open and wants to certainly guide our program into the next direction for us, graduate student athletes, be honest and open and transparent with all parents.
So good.
Certainly making things possible. We're going to cast a wide net across the entire globe. We're going to look at the pros. We're going to look at college. Hell, we'll even look at high school if we had to.
he said transparent with all parents. I love it.
No, he said we'll even look at high school if we have to.
And so one of the things that we like to do here is we like, as a leadership group, Mike Bone, our athletic director, and our president, Carol Folt, make sure that we are doing our due diligence and background checks on everyone. And so we'll let you know at some point in time when we cross that bridge and we get there what we're going to do moving forward. Oh, thank you.
That answer just put me to sleep.
There's coach speak, and AD speak and everything. That's
so good.
It's perfect.
And he gives you so many little nuggets.
We're going to do background checks and everything.
I want transparent for all parents.
We're going to be transparent, open, and honest.
Oh, my God. It's so good. All right. You should actually open some kind of media training for executives, because I've heard you do the AD, the team president. I swear to you, if you opened media training for NFL executives, if I was a team, I'd pay you to talk to my guys, teach them that. It's perfect. Oh, you never step in it.
Side hustle, Key. Side hustle.
Side hustle.
Oh, yeah. As a consultant. All right, here's what Sean Marks said about the decision to move on from Kyrie Irving. This is the Nets GM. Until he can become a full-time player.
I think we had everything on the board. We looked at everything. When you make a decision like this, it's one that you don't want to do it hastily. Again, involve all the parties. Think about all the variety of different outcomes. I think we all know what our objective is this year and how this a decision like this may be able to fix that. Ultimate objective. So they're never easy decisions. But end of the day, I think we're looking at putting a group of people out there that are going to be able to participate fully. And that's where this comes down to. And we're not looking for partners that are going to be, you know, halftime. I don't think that would be fair, not only on the team and staff and ownership and fans, but to be quite frank, not fair on Kyrie either.
Jay, there have never been three pure scorers like this on the same team ever who can score from everywhere at historically elite levels. They were doing work just Harden and Kyrie without KD last year. But without Kyrie, considering what the Lakers did in the offseason with Westbrook, the improvement of other teams, Carmelo, can the Nets win the title?
Yeah, I think they could win a title.
Without Kyrie?
Without Kyrie. I still think they have a chance, a legitimate chance, to win a title. You know why? They have the greatest player on the planet right now. They have Kevin Durant. Like, let's not forget about how talented Kevin Durant is. We watched him last year almost defeat the Milwaukee Bucks with James Harden out there on one leg. One leg. Could barely move, Key. He was running worse than I run, and I got one leg. So, no, you don't have to say, oh, yeah, I'll still give you buckets.
Team was worse with Harden on the floor, actually. It wasn't Harden. He really did not get Harden to play with last year. He was not Harden.
My thing is, with Harden being fully healthy, barring injury for every team, with KD being healthy, with the depth they've been able to add, I still think they have a legit chance to be there at the end of the day.
Patty Mills, you brought up earlier in the show.
Still there.
Yeah, ain't discount my Lakers, though, man. Come on, man. Stop.
Oh, no, I'm talking squarely out of the East. You still have to go
through. Who would be favored? Who would be favored, Lakers or Nets, if they met in the – okay, forget about if they met in the finals.
That's a different question.
Preseason, you're making the odds. The Nets don't have Kyrie. Who's the favorites to win the title?
It's going to be the Lakers, man. It's going to be the Lakers.
I agree. I think the Lakers should be favored at this moment until Kyrie is committed to the Nets. I would now make the Lakers a slight favorite to go all the way.
Why?
Man, a healthy Westbrook.
Why, Key? Why? I'm asking both you and Max. Why?
A healthy Westbrook, a healthy AD – in a healthy LeBron, you was going to take LeBron and AD over James Harden and KD anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't.
No, not you. Most people would.
Okay. So let me ask you this, because what you're giving me now is you're giving me brand names. Like, you're giving me, hey, Russell, LeBron, AD. Yeah. I don't know how those names fit together offensively.
Yeah, but that's a big question. Usually, if you get three really great players on the same team, they'll figure it out.
Define great players. If you have great players, you need to shoot the ball.
Well, they're not great shooters. They're not great shooters.
No brand name.
That's why the Nets would be favored when they had their big three. But without,
I was there last night. I saw the trophy. I saw the banners.
Greeny's next. We're back tomorrow. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn ain't going to win nothing.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.